is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. We are in the tax season. And one of the issues that we have seen for the last 2.5 decades of tax preparation, representation before the Internal Revenue Services for tax audits is black people like to give away their money to the Internal Revenue Services. White folks, I don't think so. A good example, KKK Russian Trump, $750 in taxes for in the last 4 years that he paid for 2 years. Now, you cannot become the president of the United States so that you only pay $750 in taxes, but you need knowledge. You need to understand that if you go H&R Block, you go all of those different fast, quick tax services, all they're doing is filling out a form for you. But they're not giving you tax planning. They're not analyzing your financial situation. And that's part of our wills, trust, estate planning approach when we work with our clients. So one of the seminars, actually, as a continuing legal educational class that we have with one of those law institutes out there, they actually have a class, how to disinherit the IRS. Isn't that funny? What do they mean by how do you disinherit the Internal Revenue Services? Well, basically what they're saying is when you do wills, trust, and estate planning for your client is not the Internal Revenue Services. So how do you save your client money? Obviously, more so important to us because we have less to give than KKK, Russia, and Trump. How do we avoid, how do we do proper tax planning so that your estate, when it moves from one generation to another, it is with the least tax liability. It is with the least legal fees. And this service is what we offer our clients from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, and our white clients also. So when we talk about attitudes, when we talk about fear, boy, our people fear. Now, is that vestiges of slavery? Is that, you know, an attitude that we come to this country with from other countries? The closest correct attitude towards the Internal Revenue Services is actually my African-American client. So maybe you guys from outside of this country don't understand that you're supposed to disinherit the Internal Revenue Services. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So please call and schedule a consultation. Or go to our website, Ask the Lawyer, the website for Figueroa & Associates, and schedule a consultation at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. When you call for that consultation or when you schedule that consultation online on our website, make sure you put, I want to disinherit the Internal Revenue Services. Nobody's going to come looking for you. There's no boogeyman out there. The boogeyman didn't get Trump. Why would they get you? And as I said, my African-American clients understand that you already need to disinherit the Internal Revenue Services. They have been here, obviously, longer than most of us. And they understand from one generation to another, like KKK Trump and like white people, that your enemy, unfortunately, not your friend, is the Internal Revenue Services. Disinherit them. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or go to our website, Figueroa & Associates at Ask the Lawyer website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Please, when you hire an attorney, when you work with the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, you're hiring a lawyer with 25 years in law practice. Work with the district attorney's office, major fraud, organized crime. Have qualifications not only in law, but economics, a master's in economics, a bachelor's in accounting. I could be a CPA if I want to. Yes. So please, a certificate in banking from the Great Barclays Bank, the Blood Bank. Yeah, so you get a man with knowledge, a law firm that could work with you and make a difference in your financials. We are in a recession. There is inflation. Our money is worth less. Why would we want to give it away, either now in 2023 or in the past? Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for Figueroa & Associates is Ask the Lawyer, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop wading through tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax returns. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call us now. Call 855-6-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489. That's 855-682-9489.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845 again. 855-768-8845. Survival. Whoa. As a people, black, brown people in America, you know, we'd always get the best jobs, or we get no jobs. The unemployment rate for blacks in America, 2-3 times the average for white people. So if they say the unemployment rate is 5%, well, it's 15% for people of color, or even more. Black youth, about 40% to 60%. So what does all that mean? It means, unfortunately, our people have to do business sometimes, have jobs in the drug industry. So who demands the most drugs more than white people? Yes. So they take drugs, our people sell them drugs. Now, a lot of times in the drug business, the wholesalers are white. So the white people bring the drugs into the country for the most part. Then they distribute it to the black and brown people to be their retailers. So even in illegal business of drugs, and we have to figure out, well, why certain drugs are illegal, we normally have the low-level jobs. People on the street selling weeds, selling coke, selling whatever drugs here in America. It means that we get arrested often because that's how police officers make their overtime. So the NYPD love to do their little raids. Why? They get to work overtime. They don't care. And if you listen to them and in the paddy wagon and they're taking all those people down, and some of the comments that I've had from clients convicted from drug possession or possession with the intent to distribute, it's real sad. Yeah. So they see us as overtime, not as unemployed people trying to make a living. You know, they say, boy, you know, drugs is bad. And yes, drugs is bad. But the industry itself, why people participate in the industry is a big issue. So if New York City, you know, has a public school system that is segregated, And it is causing not only a lack of proper education, but psychological issues. What is going to be the outcome eventually? Some of these kids who can't get jobs because they're graduating from high school, illiterate, goes to the drug industry. When some youths tell other youths, well, boy, you know, you going to school, but I'm selling some drugs here, making some money. What are the quote-unquote good kids going to do? So this whole issue of drugs is a big issue. And then they build all these prisons upstate in white neighborhoods because all those youths in New York City that have to serve their sentence for any type of drug issue, they go upstate. So even when we are arrested and we're in the criminal justice system, we are a product. 90% of the people in prison on drug issues or other issues may be black and Latino, but the people who work upstate in the prison system, 90% is white or more. So it's like a system of apartheid like in South Africa, long gone, but still here in New York City, New York State, where we are their product. And obviously, this is a sad reality. So when clients come in and they say, Mr. Figaro, boy, I have 12 charges, 15 charges, 20 charges. Sometimes, well, most times I don't blink because this is what I keep hearing over and over. But when this impacts their immigration issues, we have to come up with solutions, and we do so with our clients. More importantly, we will be honest with the clients and let them know that, hey, man, you're not going to get any relief. You will be in this country for the rest of your life, undocumented, or you might be here for the rest of your life with just a green card, and you have, obviously, you may have challenges renewing your green card because they're going to fingerprint you again. It's not like the day you had that old green card. People don't even know. Currently, a lot of people that old green card that you have that doesn't have an expiration date, it is no longer valid. But some people hang on to it. But legally, it's not a green card. You have to replace that unexpiring green card for a green card that expires because the system knows that a lot of us are in limbo. And we need to, and we were hoping to keep that unexpiring green card so at least we could work and retire in peace. But these white people are devils. They change the laws and they change processes so that they could always find some way to oppress the oppressed even more. Yeah, that's the story of black-white issues in America. The white man is the oppressor. And they make money whether they are a Democrat or a Republican, please. So, and New York State was a state that never gave relief, i.e. 440 motions, to anyone unless what? Federal law changed that issue, i.e. you could claim ineffective assistance of counsel if you didn't get immigration advice for several years now. But in the past, New York State never even wanted or did pass laws to protect people who were arrested and who got ineffective assistance of counsel so that they could reverse those cases through 440 motions. Yeah, Democratic New York State. That's why I'm saying a white Democrat, a white Republican, please, what the hell is the difference? My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. If you have drug charges or any other criminal issues and you want us to evaluate the impact of those issues on your immigration matters, give us a call. Whether it's for your green card, for your citizen, if you have that temporary green card, give us a call. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Thank you.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Ashley Dawkins, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates and your presenter with this week's immigration news. We begin with the Biden administration. This is pretty simple, Mr. President. Don't restart family detention. The Biden administration is reportedly planning to detain large numbers of immigrant families again this spring. This is part of the administration's plan to replace Title 42 with a new policy that will make it very difficult for the majority of migrants crossing the border to qualify for asylum in the United States. According to news reports, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is considering sending families who've crossed the border to the notorious Dilley Detention Center, opened during a 2014 crackdown on immigrant families under President Barack Obama, reversing a 2021 decision to stop holding families there. If it restarts mass family detention, the Biden administration won't just be reversing its own 2021 move. It will be backtracking on a stance that candidate Joe Biden seemed pretty unequivocal about. Children should be released from ICE detention with their parents immediately, he tweeted in June 2020, in response to a court ruling requiring the Trump administration to release families from Dilley and other facilities. Nationally, states lead the way in banning immigration detention centers. State governments are leading the way on eliminating a blemish from their communities, immigration detention centers. As some state governments begin their legislative sessions, bills attempting to ban certain immigration detention centers have been introduced in multiple states. Following the leads of states like New Mexico and Illinois, New Mexico and Colorado have bills pending that would drastically decrease immigration detention, with the hope that this would lead to an end of immigrant detention altogether in their states. Ending immigrant detention by attacking at the state level is a relatively new approach by immigrant rights organizations. California is the first to enact a ban on some immigration detention centers in 2017. In New York, immigrant advocates demand more from Adams administration's newly released plan for the integration of asylum seekers. On Tuesday, March 7th, Eric Adams released the Road Forward Blueprint to Address New York City's Response to the Asylum Seekers Crisis, an overview of his administration's plan for handling the next phase of the city's response to the 50,000 asylum seekers who have arrived in New York City since last spring. Murad Awade, Executive Director, New York City Immigration Coalition, responds to the report. Today, Mayor Adams and his team recapped the administration's response to managing the integration and support of newly arrived asylum seekers. Yet, more than 6 months after the first buses started arriving, the mayor's strategy for integrating asylum seekers seems to be vague and, most shockingly, benefit a very small percentage of new arrivals. Amongst the most glaring exclusions in the Road Forward is the lack of any mention of increased funding to ensure that asylum seekers are able to get the legal support that they need to navigate our complicated immigration legal system. Without the increased resources, it's unclear how the administration is going to meet the legal demands of asylum seekers. Good news: extension and redesignation of Somalia for TPS. The Department of Homeland Security announced the extension and redesignation of Somalia for temporary protected status for 18 months, from March 18, 2023 through September 17, 2024, and posted a Federal Register notice of public inspection. The extension of TPS for Somalia allows current beneficiaries to re-register to retain TPS through September 17, 2024. The redesignation of Somalia for TPS allows Somali nationals and individuals having no nationality who last habitually resided in Somalia, who have been continuously residing in the United States since January 11, 2023, and continuously physically present in the United States since March 18, to file initial application to obtain TPS. New OSHA rules empower immigrant workers. Undocumented workers across the country who have been afraid to speak up about labor rights violations due to their immigration status now have new leverage to take action against their bosses. On February 13th, the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration announced for the first time that the agency will have the authority to issue visa certifications to workers who have had their wages stolen, safety laws violated, or suffered other workplace abuses regardless of their immigration status. Class action lawsuit challenges immigration agency's denial of the right to work to temporary protected status applicants. On March 9th, four applicants who qualify for temporary protected status filed a national class action against U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services in Federal District Court in Seattle, Washington. The lawsuit challenges the agency's denial of the right to work for TPS applicants while their applications are pending before the agency. Federal law requires that eligible TPS applicants be provided employment authorization documentation so they can obtain work to support themselves and their families while they wait for the agency to complete the lengthy adjudication process, which can take several months and in some cases even years. The lawsuit alleges that despite the statutory guarantee of such interim work authorization, USCIS waits to provide employment authorization documentation until after the TPS applications are approved. And finally, Homeland Security turns 20, faces new tasks. The Department of Homeland Security, created in the aftermath of September 11th, when the primary concern was stopping terrorists from entering the United States, is changing to meet new challenges, said the Secretary of Homeland Security as he marked its 20-year anniversary during a ceremony Wednesday, March 8th. Alejandro Americas highlighted emerging threats such as cybersecurity attacks and lone offenders radicalized online. But the Department of Homeland Security is perhaps most in the spotlight for its role in the country's immigration debate. "We have adapted and built capabilities to address the threats and challenges as they have evolved," Americas told a crowd assembled at the agency's Washington headquarters. "We were created 20 years ago in the largest restructuring of the federal government since World War II. Now we are a critical part of people's lives, interacting with the American people on a daily basis more than any other department or agency in the federal government." Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issues or concern, call us right now. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Diana didn't say obey in her marriage vows. Diana was only 20 when she wed Prince Charles, who was 12 years her senior. Despite being so young, she was willing to buck royal tradition when it came to her 1981 wedding vows. Other royal brides, even Queen Elizabeth II, had stuck to traditional Church of England wording from 1662 and promised to obey their husbands. Men were not required to say they would obey their wives. Diana opted instead for the church's updated marriage service. At the altar, she told Charles she would love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health. Though Diana never met future daughter-in-laws Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle, they followed in her footsteps, omitting obey in their wedding ceremonies. Diamonds are forever, marriages are not. At Ask the Lawyer, we say don't divorce your money or your kids. Divorce your spouse. Protect yourself and your assets. Call us now for a confidential consultation. Call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. The lawyer you hire does make a difference.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Salas & Associates, Mr. Salas, immigration lawyer, has been disbarred. Praise the Lord. And why do I say praise the Lord? Because the victims are people in our community, poor immigrants from all over the world. The Caribbean, Africa, Latin America. Sprinkling some white folks there, maybe. I don't know. And one of the discussions that we have had many times here on our radio show with various presentations that we make with the various consulates, churches and other organizations is, when is malpractice fraud? When are you being defrauded? When is it malpractice? And the reason that we want to make those distinctions is because one of them is a crime. So an attorney that is stupid, that's malpractice. And malpractice could lead to disbarment. If it is fraud, that could lead to prison time. He was indicted and he was exonerated, meaning that it never went to a criminal issue. Hence the reason one of our seminar topics on immigration issues, and you could register for that free seminar, is when is malpractice fraud? As I've said to you, my listeners, many times, yeah, just one consultation with the law firm Figueroa & Associates, we could tell you what your legal rights are. We could give you a path to legalization. We could obviously work with you with your wills, trust, estate planning. We could tell you if your wife or your husband is going to take you to the cleaners in a divorce. Yeah, it's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep him sometimes. So, yeah. Sometimes in matrimonial matters, sometimes, you know, the aggressive party has most of the money that they will end up giving their spouse but they didn't realize that until late. So their aggression made their spouse a person who doesn't want to compromise. Yes. So a consultation is extremely important, and a consultation is supposed to give you the information that you need so that you could achieve your legal goals in the fastest time possible and at an affordable, reasonable price. Today, you know, I did a PC conference, Matrimonial Matter, and the judge, he's in Kings County, I really liked him. He was on the point. He explained to both clients, both parties, plaintiff and defendant, that, hey, if you could come to some agreement, this marriage is falling apart, why pay the lawyers all that money fighting each other? So, yes, you all don't want to sleep together anymore. Yes, you all hate each other now. You may or may not have children. You may or may not have assets. But once you get into that matrimonial court, it is in your best interest to cooperate as much as possible. That is why when clients come in and they say, you know, I want to destroy that other person, I tell them destruction costs a lot of money. And we have to be prudent. We have to be smart. We have to be calculative. And when you go to consultations and an attorney is offering you a solution that doesn't sound right, maybe you should, you know, be more attentive. Get another consult. That's why we always say getting more than one consultation is important. Getting a consultation with an attorney that does a lot of work in that practice area is important. We have been practicing immigration law here at the law firm of Figure and Associates for a quarter century. If you don't know what a quarter century is, that's 25 years, yes. And the experience that we have had at all level, all practice areas in immigration could be beneficial to you. Do not make emotional decisions, make informed decisions. And Mr. Salas, who was disbarred, a lot of people came to our office and we encouraged them to file grievances. Why? Because his behavior was unprofessional. If you are one of those victims, give us a call. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Come in, we'll do a consult and see how we hopefully could help you as a victim. Ali Louison, deceased from Grenada, defrauded thousands of clients by filing fraudulent VAWA applications, the Violence Against Women's Act. It's actually a law that Senator Biden brought into existence as law in 1994, I believe it is, yes. And it's supposed to help abused women, abused men, abused children to put them on the path to legalization. A lot of these people that he represented, and he's not a lawyer, he's what we call a notario, in English, notary, that took advantage of people's desperation to get a work permit so that they could work here in the U.S. or solve an illegal entry that they had in the U.S. so they could legalize here. As I said, many in the hundreds are people who have been placed in deportation. If you are a victim of Ali Louison, if you got a green card through Ali Louison, you may have gotten that green card, but you may not become a U.S. citizen when they dig deeper. Come in for a consultation. Give us a call if you have been a victim of that gentleman, whose office actually was across the street from Congresswoman Yvette Clark. That's hard to swallow. But I guess it is what it is. We need our elected officials to understand all politics are local. Ms. Clark never called our office. We had it on our publications. We talk about it on radio for her to come and say something on Mr. Ali Louisa. And when we say politics is local, what does that mean? I don't care what she does in Congress. I don't care what laws she may pass, if she passed any. But you're supposed to know what's happening in your backyard. And a lot of times these elected officials don't even know what's happening in their front yard, far less their backyard. So please, give us a call on any legal matter. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Call, get your consultation, and we will work with you. Peace.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer radio podcast with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This podcast features a recording of our most recent radio show aired on WVIP 93.5 FM radio weekly in New York City. We hope you enjoy the show, which features news, views, and interviews on matters such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. You can contact us at 855-768-8845 or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. You have questions? We've got the answers.
You are listening to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. And today we are going to be talking about the power of attorney, specifically who can override a power of attorney, also known as the POA. A power of attorney, POA, is a legal agreement that gives a person, agent, the ability to act on behalf of another person, principal. A common question asked about POAs is under what circumstances a person can override them. POAs can be overridden. However, the who and how depends on whether the principal is of sound mind. First and foremost, the principal can override a power of attorney at any time as long as they are of sound mind. The term sound mind refers to the state of mind and memory a person has at the time in question. So as a principal, you could override a POA if you have sufficient mental capacity to understand what you are doing. What is a revocation? The act of overriding a POA is called revocation. Every state's law specifies how revocation can occur, but typically it is required to be in writing and must clearly express the principal's intention to revoke a specific POA. As the principal, you can revoke a power of attorney in many ways, such as executing a new power of attorney, which states that you are revoking a prior POA, putting provisions in a POA that state it will terminate or become ineffective under certain circumstances, such as your incapacity, sending a written notice of the revocation to the agent and any monitor, secondary agent, successor agent, and any other relevant parties. A POA can also naturally terminate upon the conclusion of a specific event, such as in a situation where the principal had entered into a POA solely to close a particular real estate transaction. If you have any questions about power of attorneys, whether you want to have one done or you want to override one, contact us right now. Ask the Lawyer, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
To all New Yorkers 12 and older who need COVID-19 vaccines, we'd like to welcome you to get yours. It's your turn. Get vaccinated today. Visit nyc.gov/vaccinefinder or call 877-VAX4NYC.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Trina Pryor, who is representing the Union Local 372, where she's a delegate. Welcome, Ms. Pryor. So good to have you back here with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Recently, the mayor and DC 37 of which Local 372 is a part of announced a tentative contract agreement to provide fair wage increases and other benefits. Can you talk about that?
I can talk about it briefly. I am aware of the contract, and I think it's a very good contract. After waiting for a long period of time, we had to wait. We now have a contract that's dated back from May 26th of 2021, and it's going to go through November 6th of 2026. The terms of it is a 16.21% compounded wage increase. It's 65 months and 12 days. That's going to be the whole duration and coverage of the contract. So as you said, it's tentative, and it will hopefully become permanent. As I said, I am a 31-year veteran, and I think it's a good contract. And once everybody receives the necessary documents to ratify it, you know, we are hoping that everyone is going to think positive about it and ratify it. So as soon as the ratification is done, then everyone will be able to get their raises.
Okay, so mm-hmm. I introduced you as a delegate of the union. What exactly does that entail, being a delegate?
Well, a delegate is part of the labor movement. They are individuals that are selected by the president of the local. We continue to protect the rights of the members, mm-hmm. and we do just what was done. We work along with the president to make sure that the raises and the contracts are done.
Okay, so Local mm-hmm. 372 primarily represents workers from the Department of Education?
Yes, non-pedagogical employees, and those are employees that are not teachers. So we are the support of the teachers and the administration.
Okay, and what are some of the benefits that your union provides?
Well, it's a lot of benefits. The local has a lot of committees that help mm-hmm. support members and their families. As you said, I'm a delegate, but I'm also the chairperson of the housing committee, which is something that I really, really take pride in, because just going to work every day, I mean, I see people that are homeless, and it really bothers me. So I know that a lot of our members may be struggling financially, and they need a place to call home. You know, maybe they're just living somewhere and they don't really consider that home, you know, and everyone deserves to have a home. So I have the meetings quarterly, and basically everything has still been on Zoom. We haven't had an in-house meeting, you know, since COVID, but it's important that the members know that they have someone that's working for them to help them get housing assistance. So I do that. Besides that, we also have a women's committee, which today is Women's International Day, which yes. I'm very happy about today. Very inspiring. So we have a women's committee. We have a cultural committee. There's a lot of different things that go on within all of those committees. Political action chairperson interviews people that our members are constituents of their districts, or in order for the members to have a voice.
To endorse them in the candidacy.
Right. Okay. To endorse them. And then, you know, of course, to ask for things that the members need. It's very important.
And it's good that you mentioned that, because elections are happening this year.
Yes, because the city council is up for re-election. Council. Absolutely, yes.
Right. So how active is Local 372 DC-37 looking to be involved?
Very much. My president is very steadfast about politics, because he wants his members to get whatever it is that they're supposed to get. So he's very diligent about it.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So we'll have him here to talk about that. So Ms. Pryor, you mentioned that your Women's Committee, International mm-hmm. Women's Day, and we are in Women's Month. What is your message to women in general?
Let me be clear that the Local 372 Women's Committee chairperson, her name is Imogene Jones, mm-hmm. and she involves as many women as she can in the local, and, you know, outside people can get on the meeting as well. She basically, you know, she touches on a lot of issues that women need help with. And a lot of times women are kind of like shy. They don't want to bring up things. So it's a nice platform for women, because somebody will bring it up or it'll be a topic, and they still don't have to necessarily talk, but the information that they wanted or they needed, they get it. That's a good thing. And there's something that's going to be on Zoom.
March the 22nd.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Great.
Absolutely. So, okay. And Miss Jones is the chairperson. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be on Zoom. If you want, I can give you the information.
All right. Thank you mm-hmm. so much.
Sure.
So I was asking you to give a message for Women's History Month, a general message, just woman to woman, what we'd like to say to women.
Okay.
To encourage, to support, to inspire, whether they're in a union or out of a union.
I would say to keep your dreams alive, and always remember and understand, to achieve anything, It requires faith and belief in yourself, vision, hard work, determination, and dedication.
That's a woman personified.
That's me. That's how I live my life.
Okay, great. That's really good words of wisdom. So
thank you.
If someone wants to get more information about your union, how can they get that?
We have a website, local372.org.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much, Ms. Pryor, for being here.
Thank you.
And sharing great information about your union, Local 372, representing very well. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Ms. Phillip, for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity for a consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concerns that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. And you can call us on issues such as personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, divorce, separation, child custody, support, wills and probate, estate planning, elder law, real estate, bankruptcy, workers' compensation, corporate, business law, taxes, both individual and business, immigration, civil rights, and criminal defense. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. Take care of your business before your business takes care of you. And March is Women's Month, and we leave you with a quote from our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama. There is no limit to what we as women can accomplish. Be happy, be safe, be well.